KAPOK Aging and Caregiver Resources, 9 Tips for Helping a Senior Citizen to Develop Digital Literacy. The following was reprinted with permission from KAPOK Aging and Caregiver Resources. By Jaslene Cabello. When discussing the benefits and drawbacks of digital technology, there's one demographic that's often left out and taken for granted, that of our distinguished senior citizens. Elderly parents and grandparents are oftentimes stereotyped in humorous memes featuring their cluelessness about technology and how it works. But the COVID-19 pandemic has shown everyone just how transformative technology is for all ages. When grandparents were forbidden to leave their homes, many were forced to learn technologies like video conferencing, online banking, and how to use delivery apps to meet their needs. That said, the elderly population remains one of the most vulnerable targets for cyber criminals and scammers. In Singapore alone, the number of senior citizens falling prey to phishing scams tripled from 2020 to 2021. Many seniors also lack the digital literacy skills to spot fake news or fabricated photo or video evidence, which can cause panic and fear-mongering within their families and social circles. For these reasons and many others, senior citizens need their loved ones' help in developing digital literacy. Help your elderly family, friends, or neighbors navigate the digital world in the following ways. 1. Dedicate time for one-on-one technology training. Personalized, one-on-one training remains one of the best ways to help a senior citizen develop stronger digital literacy skills. Make time to sit down with them and run them through different concepts like how to set up a new email account. During these learning sessions, patiently answer their questions and guide them through each process. With more than 90% of the elderly in Singapore having smartphones, it's more than likely that they'll want to access the internet on the go. In this regard, you can help them sign up for the best mobile plan Singapore has to offer. To help them make a decision, you can ask about their favorite apps and the amount of time they spend outside while accessing their devices. 2. Use their personal device to help them learn. Whenever you're teaching an elderly loved one how to use a new app or program, use their device instead of yours, unless you have the same or a similar model. Whether it's a smartphone, tablet, or computer that they most often use, familiarity with their own device can boost their confidence. It also makes the learning process smoother, as they won't get confused when confronted with a different user interface. 3. Teach them the bare basics. Never assume that the elderly already know the basics of computers or the internet. To get a better handle on where you're starting from, you can ask your students what they already know about technology. Based on what they answer, you can fill in their gaps in knowledge or update them about innovations they may not know of yet. For instance, they may already know about 90s-era computers, but have not had to do computer-related work since their retirement. As such, you may need to bring them up to speed about concepts like adding apps to devices and using browser-based software. These fundamental skills will serve as a strong foundation for further digital literacy. Continue reading at KAPOK.